This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Largely peaceful protests continue in major U.S. cities expressing outrage over the death of George Floyd, racism, and police brutality. Tens of thousands defied curfews and the threat of the coronavirus. Thursday, mourners, family, and friends will begin saying goodbye to Floyd. It will be the first of three memorials for the African-American man who died in police custody 10 days ago. Charges against the officer who held his knee on the neck of Floyd have been upgraded. The charge against Derek Chauvin moved from third degree to second degree murder, which carries heavier penalties if convicted. The three other officers at the scene were charged with aiding and abetting second degree murder and second degree manslaughter. All four were fired last week. While demonstrations have been large and mostly peaceful, destruction, looting, and fires have happened across the country. Earlier this week, President Donald Trump threatened to invoke a law which would allow him to authorize active duty forces to control protests without governor's consent. Challenging the president's threat, his defense secretary, Mark Esper, said active duty forces should only be used in the most urgent and dire of situations. Former Defense Secretary James Mattis is denouncing President Trump's heavy-handed use of military force on protests near the White House earlier this week. Mattis says his former boss is setting up a false conflict between the military and civilian society. He added he has watched this week's unfolding events angry and appalled. The criticism is even more significant because Mattis has remained generally quiet after retiring from his position in the Trump administration in December 2018. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say that a Navy veteran detained in Iran for nearly 2 years has been released. The officials say Michael White has been released and he is on his way home aboard a Swiss government aircraft. American diplomat Brian Hook has flown to Zurich with a doctor to meet the just-released White and will accompany him back to the United States. The number of Americans filing for unemployment in the United States has dropped below 2 million for the first time since mid-March. 1.9 million people newly filed for unemployment last week, a number still high as companies adjust to a world changed by COVID-19. New jobless claims have declined since hitting a record 6.8 million in late March. Despite the still elevated reading, the most recent data suggested the worst is over for the labor market, combined with data on Wednesday that showed a smaller than expected drop in private payrolls in May. Amid widespread opposition, Hong Kong's legislature passed a controversial law to forbid ridicule of the Chinese national anthem Thursday. The move came on the 31st anniversary of the crackdown on the Tiananmen's pro-democracy movement. Activists defied a police ban to hold commemorations in a downtown park where a mass gathering has been held for 30 years. The law was passed quickly among largely pro-Beijing lawmakers while pro-democracy legislators shouted, "A murderous state stinks forever," after the third reading of the bill resumed following a pause of 4 hours. A senior South Sudanese army officer implicated in the shooting deaths of four civilians has succumbed to his injuries and died at a hospital in Juba. A source in the office of the president, Salva Kiir, who is not authorized to speak to the media, said Luol Okukwal Kiir died from injuries he sustained during a gunfight involving his bodyguards and civilians on the outskirts of the city on Wednesday. At least three people died in the shootout in Juba's Sharakat neighborhood. Residents say the shootings occurred when Walkir, a distant cousin of the president, ordered soldiers and police to open fire on demonstrators. President Donald Trump and some of his supporters are claiming authorities did not use tear gas against people in a crackdown outside the White House this week during protests. An AP fact check finds evidence that they did. We have more stories for you on the latest protests and the COVID-19 pandemic on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.